I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today on the third day of the NFL Combine here in downtown Indianapolis, where we had a chance to speak to NFL insider from ESPN, Field Yates, the former personnel assistant for the New England Patriots, and asked him specifically about the needs he feels the Pats have to address this offseason. Let's talk about the current state of the Patriots. After 10 wins in a row to start the year, of course, the team struggled down the stretch, losing four of the final six, got by Kansas City impressively in the divisional round, but fell hard at Denver despite a valiant comeback. A lot of people, though, still believe the Patriots go into 2016 as a favorite in the AFC, if not overall in the NFL. What are the things in your mind they need to address to get back to where they want to be?
I think people are going to say, because of the recency bias in some ways, what's the offensive line going to look like in 2016? A couple things to keep in mind. The Patriots are down multiple starters in the AFC Championship game, and it's not as if they just played a couple of run-of-the-mill pass rushers. We're talking about probably the best duo of pass rushers in football. And the way that Von Miller and Marcus Ware and Malik Jackson, another rusher from Denver, played on that Sunday, it was going to be difficult for any offensive line to slow them down. All that being said, is that to say that you have to ignore the offensive line this offseason? No, perhaps reinforcements come. And then elsewhere around the roster, I think that sometimes the most important thing you can do in an offseason is just reinforce what you have, or in some ways, hope for development of players going from year one to year two. And defensively, obviously, the Patriots have really four cornerstones in Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, Malcolm Butler, and also Jamie Collins going into the final years of their contracts. I would say a quote-unquote win for the Patriots this offseason would be if they could lock up one or more of those guys to multi-year deals. That creates cap flexibility. And then every year people are going to say, you know, couldn't the Patriots use 6 foot, 225-pound wide receiver who can run a 4.5 40? I think every NFL head coach and general manager would love that. They don't grow on trees, however. So if they could add a player like that, I'm sure they'd love it. But you could just put that answer in front of any GM head coach and you get two thumbs up.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.